So, we're just about ready to go on this adventure. So, follow us out. We're going to be going about, 15, 20 miles an hour. Safety first. Drivers drive, passengers. And here we are, passing the neighborhood watch sign. And to the left of us and to the right of us, we have sediments, the story of the present. And straight ahead of us, we have range, which is the story, bedrock is the story of the past. And between the two are the tectonics and the faults that are the tectonics of the present, the range front faults. We're going to go through two range front faults. We're going to go where there's sort of the squiggle sign that, you know, indicating turns coming up. That is mapped as one of the more recent range front faults, and it was trenched, and I forget how long ago it was, but it was certainly since Bonneville time. We're dealing with an alluvial fan, which is this jumbled material carried out by debris flows. Notice how the river is in the canyon to the right of us, meaning to the south. We really have these arrows. They're really pointing to the fault zone. How good of them to indicate that. Cute as we're going around the corner here. And notice how the river drainage is actually swerved to go due south. And often tectonics will affect landforms, and I'm not guaranteeing that's why it swerves south, but that's a reason for that. Now, as you're looking straight ahead of you, you see these gray, massive mountains behind us with these sort of foothills to the side of us. And on the north side, it looks a little gray and tan and jumble-ish. And to the south side, you're saying to yourself, gosh, are we into bedrock yet? I'm starting to see, for example, the telephone poles. I'm looking down the canyon. We're going to see a substation here, and you are going to see bedrock to the south of us. But to the north of us, it's still this jumbled. And this is mapped on the north side of us as an older alluvial fan that predated the faulting that's out in the valley. And we actually have a picture of the bedrock that is in the substation. And notice that the layering is down to the west. You see the layer, 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 layer. And we may even pause here. So we're going to pause for a moment, and then we'll pick it up again. Be safe. So what you saw was bedrock on the south, and the idea that they start out horizontal, these muds, and then they become firm and coherent over time, and then they get tilted. But don't lose track what's happening on the north side. The north side is still this alluvial fan that was just coming out of the canyons. So sometime in here we've got an older fan and a younger fan as well. And we're closing in on this massive gray bedrocks. We're now passing the Ophir Cemetery. And to the south of us, you see the layering. And you get the sense that if something's on top of something else, it's got to be younger than that. So when this was mud, back when Utah was south of the equator and near sea level, mud layer upon mud layer were deposited. And then, long after they became bedrock and buried, they were tilted by tectonics of the past. And this particular kind of tilting is called compressional, because we are going into a structure called an anticline, meaning that if you realize that these were horizontal to start out with, tilted now, the younger ones are to the west, and we're going down through time. Down, down, down through time. This is a classic anticline. And to the left of us, we still have this old alluvial fan, and you're saying, but we've got to get into bedrock. So these are range front faults. Range front faults of the present tectonic system, meaning of the past 20 million years, some of them of the past 20,000 years, versus the bedrock tectonics of the tilting of probably 100 million years ago. We're passing the sign that shows curves coming up. There's a significant structure to the right of us on the hill. Look left and see the contact between the tilted gray bedrock. Notice it's still with the downside to the west, and notice the grassy slope due to the sediments to the west. So now we're just into the past. We're into the bedrock of the past. We're into the tectonics of the past. So it was sediments followed by lithification, meaning they became bedrock. Then long after that, tilted, when this region kind of looked like the Andes. Can you believe it? And these rocks, of course, were way deep into Earth's crust. Remember, Earth's crust is really thin, so deep in Earth's crust may be a matter of miles, but not thousands of miles. Earth's crust is very thin, like the skin of an apple. And we are going down, down, down through time, meaning we're getting older and older rocks because we are on the western, we're on the limb of the anticline, and we're getting more and more. It's younger behind us and older in front of us. And we're going through different environments of deposition, some of which let us really recognize specific rock units. And these aren't my rock units. I did my master's thesis in Honduras in limestones. And there's a lot of money associated with limestones because they can be oil deposits. And some limestones are actually used for paper. We're just continuing up the valley. We do see some sediments, some loose stuff, but you'd say to yourself, were those put there by people or were those put there by rivers? But it's the bedrock that I want you to be focusing on. This is compressional tectonics. Now, not all of compressional tectonics is anticlines and synclines. Entire sheets are carried. They call it older over younger. They just sort of glide across a plane, a detachment surface. And we're on an upper one of these surfaces. There was something like 80 kilometers of shortening during dinosaur time of what would become the Basin Range region. But this particular set that we're going through is an anticline that is pretty clear to watch, pretty evident to watch, and it's one of these sheets that slid eastward. We're now to the sign that says reduce speed ahead. Can't reduce it too much, and you know the sliding happened. Notice that we are almost where the layers have leveled off. They're getting to be virtually horizontal. You get the sense that we have the younger units on the older units, but it's as though we're cresting across this anticline. Anticline is, we've got the west side is dipping west, and then we're going to go through Ophir where it's nearly horizontal, and then we get to go through the eastern side, and we'll go younger, younger, younger. But at the moment, we're just at the crest. We haven't gotten to the town hall, but we're getting there. You're looking on the left, and you're looking on the right, and you're seeing these piles of limestone units. The limestone units had to be already bedrock before they were bent, right? And before they were bedrock, they had to be sediments. So you're kind of getting things in the order here. And we're climbing, we're going past, an American flag is flying at the moment. And we've got City Hall to the south side of us. And we're kind of going over a little hump here, and you'd say to yourself, I wonder what that hump was. Well, it could be another alluvial fan coming out of the canyon that's to the north of us. And these are some of the oldest rocks in the Ochres. Immediately north of here is something called the Tintic Formation. It's the units that you find on Antelope Island. It's the kickoff sandstone with all these limestones going across it. And notice how, when you see the bedrock, it is dipping, meaning it's trending downward to the east. So we came through one limb, that's what it's technically called, of the anticline, and we went older, 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 and now we're going younger, younger, younger. Pretty neat. This is a textbook classic of the anticline. Now, this isn't why the mountain is here. The mountain is here because whack, whack, on either side, The valleys have dropped due to extensional tectonics of the present. Don't confuse the tectonics of the past that made the anticline or the uplift that followed with the mountain range today that runs north-south because the valleys on both sides have gone down due to present-day tectonics that is extensional. This is the big story. Tectonics rules. Sometimes it's extensional, sometimes it's compressional, sometimes it's sort of sideways. But it determines what's high and what's low. We're going past the park at the moment. We're going to go just a little bit farther so that we can turn around. And when we've done our turnaround, what we'll do is we will stop partway down. The park is closed now, so we're going to be able to walk into the field that's to the left of us. But hang tough with us. Watch where we go. Sort of circle the wagons where we circle the wagons. And then we'll walk out into this field that's just to the north of us. We'll review what we've seen. We'll take some pictures. We'll do some coaching. And then we'll drive back down.